Hi, hi. Okay, I got the pet submissions, so thank you for sharing your stories. I've picked out the ones from the anonymous submission forum, and I grabbed a few off Reddit. Not surprising, there's a lot of stories about cats being assholes, but I was pleasantly surprised to read about other animals too. Okay, so let's see. The first one I have is about a little red cat by the name of Jin. My cat Jin is a super cozy cuddly boy, but when he feels like his battery has run out, he'll take refuge in his cat tower or behind my couch. Normal cat behavior. Well, I have a problem with my socks, boxers, and even kitchen towels disappearing. It's probably Jin. I knew Jin had to be hiding them somewhere, but I could never find where he put them. I've looked everywhere. I even checked behind the couch. Nothing. Anyways, earlier this year, my couch needed to be replaced. And my friends and I had to carry it down a flight of stairs. As we started going down the stairs, a heap of treasure tumbled out behind us. In what can be only considered a miniature avalanche of fabrics. Okay, it was the couch. Turns out, the devilish little guy used a single brain cell to dig out a hole in the bottom of the couch where no one could see. He's been stealing and stuffing socks and stuff in there for his evil schemes. I was glad I finally found the clothes. We all had a good laugh about it. Sneaky cat. Did you not notice your couch getting firmer? So, how much did he exactly hide in there? An avalanche of fabrics. Oh my gosh. What a kitty. I wonder what his evil schemes were. Next one is also about a cat. I adopted a cat from a construction site. She might have some trauma from her past experiences, so she's kind of bipolar. During her good days, she enjoys sleeping on my keyboard while I'm working. Sounds very cat-like. Even if I move the keyboard away from her, she's gonna follow it. She keeps putting her head down on the arrow keys. Some days she has mood swings, and she just hisses at me for no reason. But I love her so much, and I hope she could be free from her trauma someday. Aww. Kitty. Although she sounds kind of like an average cat, I feel like they could be randomly moody, and they have a thing for keyboards. I have a feeling they just want attention. So you give keyboard attention, and if they sit on keyboard, they get attention. It's hard to get mad at a pet. They could do the dumbest things, and we'll still love them. His next story is about a cockatiel. I was happy to read about a bird. I love birbs. I love seeing pet videos about them, but I can't imagine having one. I feel like they're too smart. And to keep one as a pet would probably require a lot of work, because you gotta keep them entertained. Alrighty. My cockatiel is a dick. This story is about my whistling feathered friend. I was a freshman in high school when I adopted a little cockatiel and named him Apollo. I was a real nerd about Greek mythology back then. Greek mythology is pretty cool. Now, I feel like anyone who's owned birds know that they like a little anarchy. Love chewing on random objects, pushing stuff off the counters, and just tearing things up from time to time. Cats, burbs. Yep. Why do we put up with such naughty pets? Apollo had a particular object he loved messing with more than anything. Oh no. It's also keyboards. He loved keyboards. He loved keys. I'd have him out while doing homework on my laptop, and occasionally he'd try to pick at the Y key or the Enter key. I wonder why those ones in particular. If I let him at it, he would tear them right off. I've never left him unsupervised in fear of what might happen to my keyboard. Except for one day, when my parents came home from a big Costco trip while I was doing homework. Ooh, Costco trips are dangerous. You go in and you come out with more stuff than you'll ever need. About 30 minutes later, it was a big Costco trip. I finally remembered I didn't put Apollo in his cage before helping my parents with the groceries. Oh, ignore that Discord poop. Son of a bitch, I said to myself. And I ran to my room. And it was basically all gone. Nearly every single key was ripped out. I turned to my bird. Hey, asshole. That essay is due tomorrow. Pretty bird, the narcissist replied. Took me over an hour to find the keys and put them back. Anyways, I love him, but he could be a real troublemaker. What a little shit. You should have given him his own keyboard. Although, it's not the same. They only want what you have. I like that story. These next two, I found from Reddit. Okay. This one is also about a kitty. Actually, the next two are about a kitty. Cats are just assholes, okay? Okay, this one is Christmas related. My cat had a thing for climbing into our fake Christmas tree. He would climb up into the branches, and the metal spokes that held them there would break. Finally, we got tired of it, and put tin foil under the Christmas skirt. Apparently, this works for some people. So we figured we'd give it a try. Turns out, it does work. Putting tin foil under a tree skirt, I've never heard that before. The cat refused to step foot on the tree skirt, and therefore didn't climb the tree. So, he did the next best thing. The little bastard climbed the cat tower and poised himself at the top, ready to pounce. Why did you have the cat tower that close to the tree? That's just dangerous. We sat and watched from the sofa as he launched himself into the air and landed in the tree. The whole tree fell. One of the legs holding it up snapped. The whole thing came crashing to the ground. The cat crawled out of the wreckage, fur all in a mess, and looked back with a smirk as if to say, "Fuck you, fuckers. I'm getting in that tree." What a little shit. I love these little shits. I guess this is why I've seen pictures of people hanging their trees upside down on the ceiling. An upside down tree that a cat might not climb, although if it could get into an upside down tree, it might still climb it. Have you seen those pictures? Maybe I'll find one and put it in the post. Okay, next story. I have a Maine Coon cat. Oh, those are big. Those are big fluffy cats, but they are gorgeous. They're like little lions. Okay, I have a Maine Coon cat, and as such, he is incredibly fluffy. Well, this little giggle shit, figured out that if he rolls around on his back, he gets static electricity buildup. Wow, that is a smart cat. He has also figured out that his cat dad, aka me, does not enjoy being shocked. That is a really smart cat. So naturally, he does it whenever he thinks I'm not paying enough attention to him. Wow. I've never heard of a cat doing such a thing. Well, he goes on to say his little giggle shit's name is actually Loki. Little god of mischief. Likes to shock people. I wonder if he has a brother named Thor. Giggle shit is also a really good name. Maybe I should start calling Mooney that whenever she makes me laugh. Okay. Laugh. Giggle shit. This next story is from a friend who had a white lab named Molly. Molly is a very special dog. She, like most labs, are obsessed with food. I feel like all dogs All cats, all pets are obsessed with food. They act as if we never feed them. Those puppy eyes, it's hard to resist when Mooney comes up to me. Thankfully, she never barks at the dinner table, but she will come under the table, peek between your legs, or to the side, and just boop you with the nose. Just to check if you'll give her something. But back to story. Molly would eat just about anything she could. We once found her to have eaten an entire box of chocolate. Thankfully, she was fine. No chocolate for dogs. No grape for dogs. I forget what else they're not supposed to eat. It was a struggle to keep Molly out of the kitchen. She got clever and learned how to open some of the drawers we had. For some reason, we got rid of the door to the kitchen. I don't recall why, but it was a mistake to remove it. My mom made a cute little gate that floated just a bit above the floor, and you have to push it aside to pass. Well, Molly was smart and figured out how to squeeze under it. So we got a proper fence gate to attach to the doorframe instead. It had these thick crisscross steel wires. Unfortunately, Molly figured out how to grab a hold of the bottom and bend it. Eventually, she had bent it enough that she could squeeze through. So that also didn't work. We ended up replacing it with a big plywood board. I remember Mom complaining that it was ugly, but we were only going to keep it until we found something better. Anyways, the plywood didn't hold up either, because Molly literally brute-forced her way through it. And we ended up putting the door back again. Rest in peace, you beautiful, loving food doggo. Oh. They're very determined. And labs are smart. I don't know why you took off the door in the first place. Maybe you wanted it to be more open, but Molly outsmarted you guys. I bet she was a very good doggo. Alrighty, last story. I found this one off Reddit. I do warn that it's a bit crude, but it made me laugh. So here I go. I had a rabbit by the name of Commander Bun Bun. I recently moved, so I was unpacking my things. I made the mistake of leaving him out of his cage while I unpacked. While I unpack stuff from my bedroom. I had a stuffed cat that I've had since I was a kid. Uh-oh. It's a little beat up, but it's very sentimental. I think we all have one of those. I took the stuffed cat out from the box and set him on the floor while I put a blanket away in the closet. Apparently, Mr. Commander Bun Bun decided that the stuffed cat was extremely sexy. Oh no. And being the natural horn dog he is, he decided to do the deed. He mounted it, humped it for 10 seconds, jizzed all over it, the Redditor's words, not mine, and ripped its head off. I was between laughing and crying for hours. I've never seen that from a rabbit, and I don't want to. And I'm sorry you guys all have to imagine it now. Between laughing and crying for hours, I don't even know how to react in that situation. That poor, poor stuffed cat. Do you keep him afterwards? Do you wash him and laundry him and pretend it never happened? I think I'd want to wipe that from my memory. That cat's gonna stay packed up for a while. Anyways, I hope you guys had a good chuckle at some of the stories. And give your little pets a hug for me. Tell them you love them. They deserve it. Even when they're little shits. Alrighty. Until next time, I hope you guys have a good day, good night, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.